and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Michael Wallace. In several eastern states, authorities are dealing with another round of reports of drone sightings. CBS New York's Allie Bauman has the latest.
Lawmakers here in New Jersey met again today to discuss law enforcement's capabilities to monitor drones.
What is that?
Thousands of reported drone sightings.
I saw about 10 drones in total, literally around the apartment complex.
Igniting a nationwide mystery.
We need more answers. We deserve more answers.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Arab leaders in Jordan today to discuss the future of Syria. Now that the Assad regime has been tossed out, CBS's MTS Tayyab is in Aleppo.
At the Prince Kanafati coffee shop, which has been in business at this very site for nearly 150 years. Father and son, Jamal and Kader Tufi, fill orders as quickly as they can. Kader told us he spent nearly a decade as a refugee in neighboring Turkey. When I returned to my country and saw the level of destruction and devastation, my heart was weeping, he says. I hope that Syria will be rebuilt better than before.
The U.S. says it has been in contact with the rebel group now in charge in Syria. ABC News has reached a settlement with President-elect Donald Trump. CBS News correspondent Jerika Duncan has details.
ABC News agreed to give $15 million to Donald Trump's presidential library project to settle a lawsuit filed by the president-elect. Trump had sued the network and George Stephanopoulos for defamation after the anchor incorrectly stated on air that Trump had been found liable for rape. ABC has also agreed to post online a note of regret.
One person was killed in a shooting at a housing unit at Fort Eisenhower in Georgia today. Major General Ryan Genovich commands the Army base.
The safety and well-being of our communities, of our soldiers and their families, remains my top priority. The Department of Army Criminal Investigation Division, in cooperation with state and federal authorities, is leading the investigation.
A lockdown of the base has been lifted. South Korea is contemplating its future after the impeachment of its president. The BBC's Fiona McDonald has more.
South Korea's president, Yoon Suk-yeol, has said he'll fight on for his political future after parliament voted to impeach him over his failed attempt to impose martial law. Mr. Yoon has been suspended, but the final decision on whether to remove him will be taken by the Constitutional Court. Washington, Seoul's key ally, has praised the resilience of South Korea's democracy.
South Korea's acting president spoke with President Biden by phone today. They agreed their alliance remains strong. This is
Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45 from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Go. you tell me? Tell me, never mind, they already know. Real friends make you rise and others come and go. Won't you tell me, I guess I already know. People disappoint, but you gotta let it go. Won't you tell me? Tell me.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Tommy Gunn. It is the Indy 45 radio show. Max Inc. Radio right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal. It is that time of year, my friend. That's right. It's that time where I thank you by sending you a gift for the holiday season. And just so you know, I will be good to my word. And this year, I'm actually going to buy you something very similar to last year. Very similar. This year, it's a little bit bigger. I have a bigger budget. Color's a little bit different. But I really think you're going to love it. Okay, so keep looking out on your porch. Somebody somewhere is going to drop it off, I am sure. And when you get that gift, and it's anonymous, and you have no idea who it's from, I just want to let you know it's from the Indy 45 radio show. All right? All right. Happy holidays, my friend. Ashlyn Vince, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media.
We waited all through the year for the day.
Nights. It is Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, right here along Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. Got a real special song to play for you right now. Sent to me from a good friend of mine, Adam Bears. And it's rather unique. He wrote the music for this song, but actually the lyrics are very mysterious, okay? They are actually a transcription of a poem written on a wall of one of the, it's basically a retired prison cell at the Welland Courthouse. That's where these lyrics came from. So legend has it that Wanda Wright wrote this poem to her husband, Gil, whose murder she was accused of. According to the plaque at the Welland Courthouse, she professed her innocence to the day she was hanged for her crime. So that is where these lyrics come from. It's amazing. Music put together by Adam Bears. Mr. Randy Bishop on bass guitar. We got Miss Dottie Dismas on backing vocals. And Craig Bonfoco on drum production. NT1078. The song is called Love Always, Wanda. What a story. Right here on the Indy 45 radio show. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
To my darling husband, Gil, whose murder I have been accused of. Did you know that God above created you for me to love? He picked you out from all the rest because he knew I'd love you best. I had a heart and it was true, but now it's gone from me to you. Take care of it, darling, as I have done, for you have two and I have none. If I go to heaven and you're not there, I'll paint your name on every stair for all the angels to know and see just what my darling. I'll give them back their angel wings, their golden harps, and other things. And just to show you what I'd do, I'd even go through hell for you. Love always, Wanda.
How's that? Love Always Wanda, NT1078, featuring Dottie Dismas right here, 8045 Radio Show. Shane Christopher Neal. You can reach me, shaneradio0@gmail.com. Happy holidays. Hope your Christmas shopping is going well this holiday season. Spending lots of money, having dinner and drinks with friends, acquaintances, maybe those that you're having an affair with, whatever it is. Susie Corey, good friend of mine, who I spent some time with out in L.A., is doing some great things over the holiday season, as she always does. I believe there's some new music on the way, and I believe some new shows coming up in 2025. But let's go back to this one. It's called Pretty Little Thing. Susie Corey, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Started out a young girl a little bit shy. Sparkle of hope in my daddy's eyes.
Cause the tough get going when the gun-
from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There was a man outside of Madison who wanted to move and had a lot to prove. He called the Aaron Weber Group at Compass, and after they helped and helped, he felt a kind of numbness because the Aaron Weber Group helped so quickly and they all had hearts two sizes too big. He had another idea, a wonderful idea. He decided to have Aaron Weber sell his old abode as well, and all because with over 240 Zillow reviews, it wouldn't be too long till he told the news of the Aaron Weber Group and Compass at movetomadison.com. You're a nice one, Mr. Weber.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Everybody's wanting their music, high tech, we like a vinyl kind of thing. Everybody's rolling in new stuff, big trucks, we like our old Mustang. This is our ride, this is our life, ain't gotta make this love just like everybody else is out there. We got it going on. We put our own spin on it. Come on, switch it on and let it play the way we want it. No rhymes, no rules, we can own it. Sounds so good, baby, don't it? We put our own spin on it. Yeah,
right, from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, a little Brighton Rock, and the late Jerry McGee on vocals there. Very sad that we lost Jerry a couple years ago to cancer. Great band, though, from Niagara. Well, Jerry was from Hamilton, but I still consider them a Niagara-based band. Did very well here in Canada, especially in the early 90s with a couple of great albums, and some of the band members still out there rocking and rolling as I speak. All right, Shane Christopher Neal on the Indie 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. Radio. And Lyric Doobie sent me some brand new music. I play his songs quite a bit here on the Indie 45 radio show. He has an EP coming up, and it should be a great one. He has released, I think, 3 songs on it right now. And I have another one to play for you today, a brand new song that he just sent me. I'll give you more insight into Lyric, what Dave Stewart from the Arrhythmics had to say about Lyric. And of course, I'll play the song. So stick around for that, right? This is the Indie 45 radio show, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Listening to the Clash record playing, and I'm scratching at my head and saying, well, There are times in this life you never forget. You never let go. You never regret. They were meant to be. We were caught up in a moment and got swept off our feet. A little bit reckless, yeah, and maybe. Maybe it was nothing. Maybe we were right. Maybe this love was just a flame that only lasted one night. We call it bad timing. See that we were foolish and naive, baby, just before you leave. Tell me, wasn't it something? Wasn't it something? But now here we are, and we both know it's so hard to hold on and too tough to let go. But something's telling me that we're just shy of forever, just short of a dream. So close to heaven, yeah, and maybe, oh, maybe. Just a flame that only lasted one night. Call it bad timing. Oh, say that we were foolish and we were naive. Baby, just before you leave, tell me, wasn't it something? Wasn't it something?
Marshall Dane, it is Wasn't It Something, Indy 45 Radio Show. Max Inc. Radio, Shane Christopher Neal. It is the weekend here in Wisconsin, SCN here in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, bringing you local music from someplace else. And I played that song by Marshall Dane because on the weekend, last weekend, I was in Mississauga. And for a long time, Marshall was doing a residency. I mean, he still might be doing it there at Rockin' Docks out in Mississauga. So I stopped in the bar after I got back on the GO train coming from Toronto. And it reminded me to spin a Marshall Dane song for you, all right? So hope you enjoyed that. All right, Lyric Doobie is a young superstar from Toronto, to say the least. He released something like four albums, all right? Four albums by the time he was 17 years old. Which is just crazy. And he's working on a brand new EP right now. I mentioned that there are three singles out, and I'm going to play you the fourth. That is not true. There's two out, and I'm now going to play the third. But in 2019, he released his fifth album, All This Time. And in 2020, he released his first EP, Sudden Death of Stars. And now in 2024, his upcoming EP is called Purple Sky. Get this, Dave Stewart. You know Dave Stewart from the Arrhythmics? This is what he had to say, and I quote, Lyric Doobie is a natural-born star. He plays guitar like his life depends on it and sings his own songs with the sincerity needed to cut through a lot of today's manufactured music. That's from Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics. So why don't we just play the song for you? It's brand new from Lyric Doobie right here on the Indie 45 radio show on Max Inc. Radio.
Laying under the purple sky, another day fight to survive. I try to keep an open mind while I feed myself the lies. Will I wake another day, another world where I have my way? I think back to the light of faith and wide awake to my dismay. Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me where it all went wrong. Deeper, deeper now I fall, fate sings a siren's call. Flying over another dream, another day, or so it seems. I fight back, but my mind it leads to the addiction I feel. As I sleep on another page, another chapter I can't erase. This book is running out of space to depict my fall from grace. Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me where it all went wrong. Deeper, deeper now I fall, fate sings a siren's call. Purple sky, show me anew. Blood, life, choices I refuse. Higher, higher self abused. Away, I'm consumed. Free, in a space I don't belong. See, in my head. Free, in a space I don't belong.
For Lyric Doobie and Walk Away From Love from the upcoming EP Purple Sky. It is the Indie 45 radio show, Max Inc. Radio. Shane Christopher Neal, thanks for hanging out. You can reach me, my friend, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. And also, you can check out my website if you so desire. It's ShaneChristopherNeal.com. Ton of interviews there with indie artists, rock artists, country artists, all over at ShaneChristopherNeal.com. All right, wrapping things up, I got the Maysides to finish the show. Been There, Done That, their latest single. It is the holiday season, so why don't we get to this one? The Turnbull Brothers, it's called Living for Christmas. It is the holiday season right here on the Indie 45 radio show. Max Inc. Radio, along Civic Media. Cheers, my friend.
Of you when it starts to snow and the streets are filled with a cherry lime glow. The air is so crisp, there's a burn in my nose and I can feel the season ringing in. The big one's coming in 12 whole days and the sad song's taking all the radio play. Mom's laying out her little village set, but it still hasn't hit me yet. I'm living for Christmas, put everything else on hold. Enjoy this time while I got it, before you know it I'll be growing old.
If I could go back to my younger Christmases and try not to be such a brat. My parents did their best for me, and they really didn't need all that. Well, I'm living for Christmas, put everything else on hold. Enjoy this time while I got it, before you know it I'll be growing old. A child's life could be changed that day on Christmas morning on a rapping a guitar case. That's how I started to sing your favorite songs and play
this way.
Living for Christmas, put everything else on hold. Enjoy this time while I got it, before I know it I'll be growing old. Living for Christmas, put everything else on hold. Enjoy this time while I got it, before I know it I'll be growing old.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
At some point, you'll need to take money out of your IRA and 401k. What should you know about these mandatory withdrawals? First, they're called required minimum distributions, or RMDs, and you must start taking them when you're 73, or if you were born in 1960 or later, 75. RMDs apply to your traditional IRA and 401k, but not your Roth IRA or Roth 401k. The amount you take out is based on your account balance and age, but if you don't take out the required amount each year, you could face a 25% penalty. You can withdraw more than your RMD each year, but keep in mind that your withdrawals are taxable. When you inherit an IRA or 401k, you still must take RMDs, but you typically must take out all the money within 10 years. After you've started taking RMDs, you must do so by the end of each year. So, if you haven't taken them for 2024, you may need to act quickly. Learn as much as you can about them. You'll want to make the right moves at the right time. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. President-elect Donald Trump chalks up another legal victory. ABC News has agreed to pay his presidential library about $15 million as part of a settlement over a defamation lawsuit brought on by the president-elect. CBS's Michael Wallace has details.
Trump sued in March after This Week anchor George Stephanopoulos inaccurately said Trump had been found civilly liable for raping columnist E. Jean Carroll. The jury had found Trump liable of sexual abuse, not rape. As part of the settlement, ABC will give Trump's presidential library $15 million and will pay his lawyer another million.
Meantime, Trump huddled with some of his top allies and watched Navy, top Army, and the 125th running of the game in Maryland. And Battle Defense Secretary Pick Pete Hegseth and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis were also among those on hand. CBS's Nicole Killian says it comes as the transition team keeps on filling the cabinet.